Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Read You Later, a fun, captivating show that discusses the best in publishing, community, and self-empowerment. And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have a power-packed show. This is my annual Read You Later 2016 book hit list, and we have some of your favorite book clubs and bloggers who will also be sharing their top 5 to 10 books this year. We have a bevy of wonderful authors who I know you probably consider some of the top authors in the game, and they are here to talk about their latest project. And before we begin, I want to introduce my lovely co-host, Kim Got Book Night. Kim, welcome back to Read You Later.
Thank you, Lucia. I'm glad to be here. I'm a little froggy, but I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, you know, girl, you know I got you. Now, I want you to understand that Kim has a bookstore, and it's very important that we support independent booksellers, especially African-American independent booksellers, because there is a very short list. I say about maybe 10 years ago, you can go to almost any major city and find an independent African-American bookstore, but that is no longer the case. So we need to make sure that we keep our African-American independent booksellers in business. And Kim is also a New York Times bestseller reporting store. And it's so important in this day and time when people are talking about some of their favorite authors that perhaps aren't making that list and people are questioning the validity of certain lists. But people, we need to do our research, we need to do our homework, and we need to make sure that the authors that we love and that we so highly esteem and love to read, and that they are found in certain outlets. And Kim is one of those outlets. So Kim, she has an online bookstore, just like you can go to Amazon or Kobo or Nook and purchase books. You also can purchase books from Kim. And Kim has done an awesome job the last couple of years of showcasing new and aspiring talent and, of course, some of the authors that we love to see and read and hear and hear book signings and talk about different things. But I really want to support her. Kim is our – I consider her a sister of mine. She's a sweetheart. She's not going to talk about anything under the sun. So we need to make sure that we support not only Kim, but any of our literary people who are doing positive things in the community. Kim is a sower. She's constantly sowing into other people, other authors, other projects, and she is an advocate for literacy. So, Kim, how can people connect with you online?
Well, they can find me on Facebook under my personal profile, Kim Got Books Night. The bookstore is on there as Between the Lines Bookstore. We are on Twitter at BTL Bookstore 1. We are also on Periscope as BTL Bookstore 1. You can find us on Instagram at BTL Bookstore. We are also on Pinterest as BTL Bookstore. So across all social media platforms, you can find either my name, Kim Got Books, or the bookstore, Between the Lines Bookstore.
And Kim also has nice little gifts on her online bookstore. If perhaps you're also looking to purchase other things than books for people during this holiday season or birthdays or bar mitzvah, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, honey, whatever you want to do. She has you covered from books to gifts to those little personal things or customized things that you may want to share with your family and loved ones. So during this program, we will be chatting with her and sharing with you information of how you can support her. Now, before we begin this wonderful show, I need to say a couple things. I want to thank everyone for listening to my show this year. I've had wonderful numbers, a lot of participation. We've had some fantastic shows. I want to start off by saying in January, of course, we're going to have our Don't Count Me Out segment, where we'll have different authors and inspirational speakers who will be talking specifically to women of how we can get ourselves together. And even though you've had some setbacks, honey, you always, always are in position for a comeback. We also will have Dr. Michelle Johnson, who will be talking about faith. And in February, we're going to have our Hearts on Fire tour. We're going to have the iconic Beverly Jenkins, Deborah Mello, and Samantha Chase. So, honey, we're going to get it hot in February. Then we're going to get saved and delivered in January. Keep it going, but we're going to get a little hot and bothered in February. And in March, because it's Women's Month, and we're going to talk about issues that women we deal with and how we can perhaps deal with them a little better. And I'm going to backtrack with February. For all you single women, I'm going to have a little treat for you in February. So I may be doing some love connections, so stay tuned to that. I'm excited about this show. Y'all know sometimes my mind can just go there. So all single women, you know, stay in the loop. I'm going to be sharing information the latter part of January. Going to do something different, see if we make some love connections. Now, first we have with us a young lady who, I'm going to tell you, if there's a fan crush moment, I'm going to have it right now. This woman is a living legend. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I think she may be responsible, a little bit, her writing may be responsible for my 12-year-old. Actually, we ain't going to talk about the book. But anyway, this woman is iconic. She is an awesome writer, and she is someone who is highly revered in this literary business. So we would like to welcome to Read You Later the awesome, iconic Brenda Jackson. Ms. Jackson, welcome to Read You Later.
Hello, I'm glad to be here.
And we are glad to have you, and happy release day, Ms. Jackson. This is
an awesome
occasion. Let me tell you, I am so excited for you, and I'm excited for myself as a reader because, honey, those Granger men, well, let's talk about them. You know, we have went through trials and tribulations. We have rejoiced. We have had some sorrow. Honey, it's been a roller coaster ride, and I have thoroughly enjoyed each and every page of it. Kudos to you, Ms. Jackson.
Thank you. I enjoyed writing about the Grangers. You know, after writing the Medeiros's, the Westmorelands, the Steeles, I wanted to write about three different guys that were unique in their own way and wanted the readers to, you know, fall in love with them. And I think they have. The Grangers, they were some awesome guys. And then when I introduced the father, you know, set up the book as the father was in jail and for no, you know, not that he was guilty of anything, but had to do a lot of research. So I'm a proponent of prison reform and a lot of stuff after writing that book, after doing the research.
Now, that's one of my questions. If there was, in this series specifically, if there was a book that changed somewhat your opinion or your onset about life, which of these books in this series did it for you?
Which of the books? I think Shepherd Book, which this is the one that came out today. All three, because I had to do extensive research on prisons, and I had to interview prisoners and guys that were ex-cons who were in there not for, and some of them, to me, the sentence was a lot harsher than what they went in for, and you hear a lot of that about that today. And if nothing else,
yes,
it opened my eyes to a lot of things about prison reform and make me know that privatizing prison is not the way to go. And just knowing that it was like Shepherd Granger, who, believe it or not, made the people in prison, the guys that he came in contact with, better people, better men. So if nothing else, I would say Shepherd Book changed me.
Now, if you've been living under a rock, we're going to educate you this evening. Ms. Jackson has the wonderful book, Captivated by Love, which I have already, honey, I tell you, I am so excited for several reasons. I love this series, and I think that it's something different from what we perhaps are accustomed from you in the latter years. I could think Ties by Ms. Jackson. I'm sure, like everyone else on the switchboard, we practically have all of your books, if not. But this book shows a mature side of love. And I think that as we've gotten younger, per se, sometimes as we read, I don't necessarily want to read about the 19 and 21-year-old in love. Not to say there's nothing wrong with that. I recall being 21 and in love, but I like the fact that you're able to mature with your readers. Is that something that you have done or set out to do deliberately in the last several years?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is something. I've gotten a lot of letters from some of my more seasoned and mature women and men, and especially the women that said, you know, okay, reading about a 36-year-old is like reading about my grandson, and I really don't want to read about what my grandson is out there doing. So could you write a story more close to my age where, you know, it's a second time at love, or that we're finding love for the first time at our age? When I say our age, 50 and older, 40, 50, older. And so I took all of that into consideration when I wrote a book called Ties That Bind. Everyone in that book was 45
and
old. It received, it sold very well, and I got a lot of letters asking me to do more of that type of story. But because I'm under contract with Harlequin and I have a certain guideline to stick with, which is the age, you know, they don't want guys
in
36, 37, or women, you know, in their late 20s, early 30s. I went with that. But once I got a chance to write another book, and I saw, oh, yeah, let me write Shepherd's Story, because he has a story. And that's why this particular book came out under my own publishing company.
I am so excited about that. Let me tell you, Ms. Jackson, you have enough lovers and fans. We will buy your book. I'm going to tell you the same thing I told Ms. Bev. If Ms. Bev just went through and said, I'm going to do ABC of the alphabet, and we're going to talk about dogs and ponies, I will probably download it. And the same with you, because you have such an awesome fan base, because we have come to expect and we know the quality of the writing, the quality of the characters. And I am so excited that you have delved into the indie publishing. I am so excited for you. So,
publishing company since 2008. And the reason it was even started, and this was before indie publishing had taken off, and the reason I even started this publishing company, because there was characters I was introducing in my books that did not fit into any of the guidelines for my major publisher, which was at the time St. Martin's and Harlequin. So, and I owe it to my readers to, if I introduce a character and if they want the story, then they got the story. It was easy when I did the Medeiros and Friends, because all the Medeiros friends was around the age of the Medeiroses. But what about their uncle? And I ran into that with the Westmoreland. Everybody, if I wrote Stone Westmoreland story, everybody wanted to know about Uncle Corey and his love life. And I knew there was no way I could write that story for Harlequin. And so with Harlequin Blessing, I wrote Uncle Corey's story. Uncle Corey was in his 50s, and I wrote his story. And I think that opened it up to other books like Tis the Season and now Shepherd Granger. And next Christmas, I plan on writing an anthology that features the Medeiros parents, the Steele parents, Eaton,
awesome.
and then the Westmoreland parents. They're celebrating the holidays, but they reminisce on how they got together. So I think it's going to be a wonderful Christmas for 2017, where I give my readers more seasoned romance.
Awesome. Well, I tell you what, Ms. Jackson, as a reader and as a true fan, whatever you give us, we will be satisfied. Now, Ms. Jackson, I know that you're on social media, and if you aren't if you don't know how to connect with her, you can always go to her website, brendajackson.net, where she has a very user-friendly website, and she also has an event that's coming up. So can you share with us what you're doing as your reader appreciation for 2017?
Oh, gosh, every month in 2017 I'm somewhere. And I'm going to have the list on my website. And I can't go everywhere, but I know I'm in Daytona in January, Atlanta in February. I will be in March. I believe I am in South Carolina.
South Carolina. And you will be with me in August of 2017. And I am super excited about that. In Durham. I'm really looking forward to that.
So I love getting out there with my readers and getting to meet them, letting them meet me. I'm doing a readers reunion to Barbados, and over 200 readers have signed up. It won't be a cruise this time. We've done cruises for the last 10 years. So now we're going to do an all-inclusive trip where we fly to Barbados and we stay at a resort. And basically, the resort sold out to Brenda Jackson readers. So we're having beach parties and all of that. So I'm looking forward to that, and that is in June the 27th to July 2nd. So I'm looking forward to that. So this is going to be a really busy year for Brenda Jackson. I should hit the 115th mark for books. I should be writing my 100th.
Awesome, wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm looking forward to bringing more romance books to my readers because I deeply believe in romance.
And if you're not a member of her Facebook book club, which is an awesome way to connect with her and other readers who love to read, you should do so. There's a lot of interesting things that go on and are said in the book club, interesting tidbits of information, and there are generally giveaways and things of that nature. So, Ms. Jackson,
Fine.
I want to thank you for joining us tonight, and we would like to wish you continued success in all your endeavors. And if you have not had the chance or the opportunity to do so, please download Captivated by Love. It's a love story for people who love love. Ms. Jackson, have a wonderful, blessed Christmas.
Yes. Let me just add one thing that I forget to say, that I have a free app. If you have a smartphone, you could download the Brenda Jackson app free, where you can get my newsletter. You can order my books off my app. You can take you to my webpage. Everything is right there on the Brenda Jackson app. Just go to whatever your app store is and put in Brenda Jackson and get my free app. And I give away gifts all the time on my app.
And I'll tell you what, because people are always on social media sharing the free things that they have won, be it your app or book club. So please do so. And once again, thank you and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, and you do too, and happy holidays to you and everyone.
Thank you. Now we're going to share, or someone who's near and dear to my heart will share some of their top five books for this year. And who am I speaking to?
This is Cassandra. How you doing?
How are you doing, Cassandra? Now, Cassandra is usually on here as an author or another podcast, and she has a wonderful show. Cassandra, can you state the name of your Blog Talk radio show?
Sure. We are Fully Persuaded About Faith, every Monday night at 7 p.m.
But tonight she's on here as in another title. So,
yes.
Cassandra, who are you tonight?
Oh, my goodness. So... I'm doing my top five favorite books.
Yes, ma'am. And Cassandra's also the president of a book club. Can you tell us the name of your book club, ma'am?
The Sisters of the Red Tent in the fabulous city of High Point, North Carolina.
Woo! Right around the corner from me. All right,
yes.
So girl, give us your top five.
Okay, so these are the books I read in 2016. Doesn't automatically mean it's been published in 2016. Number one right now is, for me, is Friday Night Love by Tia McCullers. I met her at the Christian Book Lovers Retreat. And that book I wish I would have had when me and my husband separated. It probably would have saved our marriage. An Affair
wow.
is Not a Meal. Oh, yeah. Oh, Friday Night Love. Yeah, that's a whole other thing. If I'd have had that, we probably would have made it. But anyway, so An Affair is Not a Meal by Carica Allen. Oh, my God, great book. Maddie's Call by Stacey Campbell. Absolutely great book.
Oh, yeah, that is a good book. That's a good book.
Lachelle Weaver, Cicada Springs was good. But let me tell you who had a dynamite year for me. Elle Wright had a dynamite year for me, and she just released All He Wants for Christmas. That Scandal series she got is just off the crazy train. I mean, she's had a dynamic year this year, and she released that one a couple of weeks ago, and it was a great book. So I think that's five, right? Because I got about 20.
Yeah, and I haven't read that book, but I will say that I've loved her other books, so
yes.
I'm sure that book will also be one of my favorites. I will most definitely think that.
Definitely.
Well, Cassandra,
definitely.
Thank you for sharing your top five, and I look forward to chatting. Look, the frog has appeared. I think that's Kim saying hello, Cassandra.
Hey, Kim!
I know I'm sounding froggy tonight, but I love you.
Me
top
too.
Yeah.
We swim. All right.
Look, it is what it is, but we shall make it. All right. Thank you, ladies,
bye,
and have a wonderful evening.
You all too.
Right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank
wow.
You.
I tell you, if I go up and down the switchboard, there's a whole lot of callers on here, and I tell you, we will get to you. We will get to you as soon as possible. I'm going to take another. Let's see. Good evening. You're on the air. Who am I speaking to? Hello? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Hi. And who are we speaking to this evening?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Lord, baby, I'm just listening, honey. This is Cassandra.
Okay, you just listen.
I'm just listening, honey. I don't know what I'm
Cassandra,
hearing.
Cassandra, we appreciate you calling in and listening, and hope you enjoy the show.
I will, as always. Merry Christmas to everyone.
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas to you as well. All right. Let's get another author online. We're going to talk to someone who has a lot to talk about and share with us. So we're going to get the wonderful Iris Bowling. Iris, welcome back to Read You Later.
Hello, LaShira. How are you?
I am doing well. Now, Iris, you have a few books on the horizon. That's why I'm so excited about this show, because we're not only talking about the heavy hitters of 2016, but we're closing the year with some books that, as readers, we are waiting. And, you know, and I say wait, and I mean wait, but I'm not going to go there. Waiting to read. So, Iris, can you share with us one of your upcoming projects?
I certainly can. First of all, hey, Kim, I love you.
Love you.
Hey, Cassie, I don't know if she's still here, but hey, Cassie, waving to her. And Miss Jackson is probably already gone, but I love her too. But I have coming up One Spark of Magic, and it will be released on December the 22nd, which is next week. And it is... Yeah, now you know I love, but I also like to kill people. So I kind of had to mix
okay,
in.
Okay, now that is
a little
issue, but we'll work with you.
A little bit. I know you're trying to work on me, but I mixed a little bit of love and a little bit of killing and a whole lot of Christmas spirit. How's that?
Okay, well, we're going to have to work on your combination. Like I will tell my kindergartners, we need to work on our phonetic skills, but we'll work on this. Now, what can we expect other than this crazy combination? Can you give us
a brief overview
of the characters?
Wait, somebody get killed? Yes, someone
is
going to die.
The frog has came back.
Yes, Kim,
oh,
someone is going to die. They have to die. You will understand when you meet Jared and you meet Paige. You will understand why the person who died has to die. you know, because you're going to fall in love with these two characters. And anyone that is messing with that groove thing that's happening in this story, you want them gone. So I had to kill them. I did it for you. I did it for the readers. That's who I did it for. But Jared and Paige are very, very, they're just a magical couple. Jared is this big-time sports. He's just a baseball player, and he is very, very well known. And anyone who knows me knows that I am a Yankees fan. And, of course, if I'm a Yankees fan, that means I'm a Derek Jeter fan. So when you go to read Jared, you're going to say, okay, this sounds like Derek Jeter. Well, that's because, in my mind, that's who he is. So you're going to meet Jared, and you're going to fall in love with Jared. And then you're going to meet Paige, who is this whimsical, just could care less about the crazy stuff that happens in life. She just loves living, and she loves life, and she brings that into Jared's life. And they really have this wonderful love until certain people start stepping in and doing crazy things, and then somebody ends up dead.
Wow. Okay, you've piqued our curiosity. I must say, it's not your general Christmas romance novella, but we will take it. Now, what? Yeah, oh boy. So, what in your mind intrigued you to go this route? Because usually for Christmas, you're generally warm and fuzzy with some twists and plots and turns.
Right.
But what intrigued you or what inspired you to put a whole different twist on
because
what you generally do in your Christmas
novella? You know, because I think sometimes people want something different. Yes, you're still going to have that beautiful love story with Jared and Paige. You're still going to have that warmth of Christmas time, the magic of Christmas is still all in this story. But I think sometimes we have to deal with some realities in life, and there are certain things that happen during the holiday seasons that we cannot, you know, we can't control. And what I try to do is to make the story one of those stories where, yes, we do have the magic of Christmas. Yes, we do have the love. But we have those other things that's happening in life, too. We have jealousy. You know, that doesn't stop simply because it's Christmas time. You know, we have people doing foolish
that's
things.
True.
That doesn't stop
that's
simply
true.
Because it's Christmas
time. It doesn't
time.
Stop. Yeah,
so
that's true. That's true. Look at the news every day.
In some cases, it gets a little, you know,
it gets a little worse,
to be honest with
Other than your book project, do you have something else that we as readers can support during the holiday season?
I do. I actually have the hard DVD. It's streaming on Amazon Prime. So anyone who was not able to catch it during the season when it actually airs or have not been able to purchase the DVD from a website, they can go on Amazon Prime and they can binge watch all of the episodes for the hard season 2. Directly from Amazon. They don't even have to leave the house.
All right.
You know, or anything
now,
like that.
So and how
can
people connect
for the holiday?
And that's good because a lot of times people do like to have family and friends over and kind of relax the holidays because, you know, during the year we're so busy running this rat race, but we do like the opportunity to chill and relax and perhaps indulge in adult beverages if you like and just have a wonderful time. And this is a this is a series that would allow you to have that and have also the ooh,
yes.
The awe,
and
some comic relief
yeah.
To have a
yes.
Quite enjoyable time. Now, how can people connect with you via social media?
Well, I am on Facebook under Iris Bowling. I am on Twitter under Siri Austin. You can always go to my website, irisbowling.net. You can find me there. I'm also underneath for my company, Siri Austin Entertainment. So you can always find us there as well. And you can look for some projects, some new projects in 2017 from Siri Austin Entertainment as well.
All right. And we shall have a big announcement. I'll read you later about some of these upcoming projects. So as we said earlier, we're looking for 2017 to be a blessed and prosperous year for all women, and we are just shouting out positivity. And so next year I really want to do a lot of shows that encompass positivity and showcase the best that we can be as women, supporting women. And I look forward to discussing further things with you, and you can share with my audience some of the things that you're doing, and so perhaps some ways that they also can support and partake in some of these projects. So we look forward to this for being a wonderful, fantastic year. And once again,
can you tell us the name of your upcoming
romance novella killer thriller? I tell you, we have got to read this, Kim. We have got to read this.
It is called One Spark of Magic. Thank you, Kim. Thank you so much. The paperback is going to be in Between the Lines bookstore, so please be on the lookout for that and order it directly from
there. I know that's right.
One Spark of Magic, and it will be released on December the 22nd. So please, please get ready to one click.
And if you, because I see some people on the switchboard, my switchboard look like a Christmas tree. I see that the callers have risen since the beginning of the show. And my co-host tonight, she's feeling a little under weather, but you know me. If you know me, you know I drag people kicking and screaming. And this is Kim Knight.
I know.
She is the owner of Got Books Bookstore, and she is a New York Times best-selling reporting store. Right now, there's a location in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, but she also has an online store. So just like you purchase books from Amazon, Kobo, and Nook, you also can go to Kim's online store and purchase books. And remember, as I stated earlier, she's a New York Times best-selling reporting store. And there's a difference in these things, ladies and gentlemen, and we need to have an education show about that. So, Iris, thank you for joining us. And hope you are able to stay on and contribute to the cause. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you for joining. Read you later.
Thank you for having me.
And tell the dog we say hello, too.
I will tell Rocky.
All right. All right. Good evening. Now we have with us this young lady right here who I love, absolutely sweet spirit. And she's one of the administrators of Building Relationships Around Books, who we affectionately call Brab, because that's a lot to say in one in every day. And she is also giving her top five picks of the year. And I must say, when I ask people to do this, and I know like Denise and Cassandra, we don't read like the average person. You know, on a bad week, I can read two books a week. So when we have to nail down five books for the year, it can be a little stressful. So I really say thank you to all the people that took this opportunity to do so, because I know I've asked some avid readers. So I want to welcome back to Read You Later, Denise Stope, who I said earlier is one of the administrators of Brab. Denise, welcome back to Read You Later.
Hey, I'm Sharon. Hey, Kim. Hope you feel better soon.
Thanks, Denise.
Yeah. Now, I want you to share with us your top five books. I know I put you through the test.
Ooh,
your top five books.
All right. Mine is very distinctive, and I'm going to – I say that because I read interracial, I read new adult, I read some urban – I read the sweet romance, I read women's fiction. So some of the books I'm going to say were published beforehand because I just found these authors. Jay Henderson, I read three of her books, Someday, Someday 2, and Forever in a Day. And I just was blown away. I didn't read anything for a couple of days after I read those three books. They were so good. In the new adult I have The Pre-Game Ritual by Alexandra Warren. New adult is college age, where they're still in college. That new love, that new, after you get out of high school and right into college, and you're still feeling yourself. And her books
that's a good way to describe it.
So so good, where, you know, the couple falls in love, and they're the couple that stays married for 30, 40 years. Or you might get that friend that, okay, they had a bad breakup with somebody, and then you meet them later on, you meet their story later on when they're 35, and why you got the wall up? Because something happened to me when I was in college. So that, I really, really love her books. Recently, I read Joy Avery, A Gentleman's Agreement. It was the banter between the two. It was just so funny. And I'm kicking myself because she was actually a spotlight diamond in Grab in February, and I answered the questions, and I read the synopsis, and I was like, okay. And now I'm now just reading the book. I'm mad at myself because the book was so good. I didn't want it to end. And I got two from the president, Sharon, that she wanted me to speak on, and I agree with her with one of them because one of them I didn't read yet. One of them is Cheryl Lister's It's Only You. She said she loved that book. And the other book is by Keith Kareem Williams, The Higher Learning Curve.
He is a good author.
Yeah, I need to get.
I've had Jay Henderson on my show. I didn't have her this year, but I've had her in previous years, and she is a wonderful author. We also had the opportunity to talk at Vanessa Miller's Christian Fiction Retreat. So if you've not had the opportunity to read any of her books, I will tell you, you really do need to do so. She also has some nonfiction books that are great, some self-help books that are good, that you would like to read, that are good for anyone. So I do enjoy your picks. And what are you looking forward to reading in 2017?
Oh, gosh.
Is there any particular book
out
or author?
Oh, my God. I'm a mood reader, so I see something and I read the synopsis, I'm going to get it. There's an author, Exela Turner. She has some books that's coming up that I can't wait to get to. There is, I can't wait for Iris's book next week. There's a lot of, like I said, Alexander Warren. I can't think of anything off right hand right now. Oh, there was another book I read recently, Open Door Marriage by, I'm going to butcher her name, Nalila Kay.
Nanakai. Yeah, and that's book, and yes. That's what, like Cassandra was saying, that's not a new book, that's an old book. But it is a great book. She's a great writer, and she's someone to really watch. And she also has an event, the Cavalcade of Authors. I think it's in Chicago. So she has an event every year. And Denise also, and Brad is putting on an event in the DMV area. So Denise, can you briefly tell us the date and the location of your event that will be scheduled in 2017?
It will be October 5th, 6th, and 7th in D.C. Right across the water in Crystal City, and it being in D.C., you know, all kinds of stuff is going to happen. It's based on a campaign. That's all I'm going to say. And we're going to be talking about book husbands, who's going to be elected. And we're going to have a lip sync contest again, like we had in Memphis. We're going to have the tour of the Smithsonian African American Museum. We're going to do that. Going to have great character-based, great book husband debate. We're going to be talking about all the different authors. We got 13 authors. AC author, DC D. Camille, Keith Kareem Williams, Exela Turner, L. Wright. Rashawn Huffman, Sherelle Green, Keith Gaston, Bridget Midway, Mia Foster, Patricia Sargent, Bridget Anderson, Beatrice King Bay, K.M. Jackson.
Okay, well, you do have a who's who. You do have a who's
oh,
who.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
we
also thank you, Denise, for coming on. And anyway, of course, you know we can support you. We most definitely will. And thank you, and have a wonderful holiday.
You too. Thank you.
All right, now we have with us a young lady that you may not know necessarily in the author world, but you've probably seen her on several own projects and Tyler Perry projects. Most recently, you probably had the opportunity to view her in Boo, Madea's Halloween. So we would like to welcome to Read You Later, Angela Ray. Angela, welcome to Read You Later.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
And I appreciate you accepting the invitation. Now, Angela, as I stated earlier, you have a very, very lustrous career in arts, be it coaching, be it poetry, be it being an author, be it acting. So you have this lustrous career, and you have always had a passion for literature. If anyone has studied you or done any research, you're very passionate about literacy. So tell us briefly about your books and why should we as readers be so excited as I am about your books?
Okay, well, my very first book, which was Blackberry Whispers, it was a book of poetry. I published that 12 years ago in 2004. It is currently out of print in anticipation for the second edition release for April 2017, just in time for National Poetry Month. And one of those, I found myself performing a lot of poetry, sharing poetry at events before I published the book, and people wanted, you know, either a CD or they wanted a book. And so that was what prompted me to write the first book, Blackberry Whispers. So I am excited about the 2017 second edition release. There's so much that has happened in my life since the first book was released, since the first edition was released. So there's new poetry added. Definitely a different perspective from me. I'm older, I'm wiser, I've been through a lot of things. My first book, the weekend that it was released, my sister, my one and only sister, was buying her second home, and since that time I've lost her. So there's so much that has happened in my life and ways that I've grown, and I'm pouring that into this second edition. So that's Blackberry Whispers. There's actually very little of poetry in there, but it's poetry from the perspective of a Black woman growing up in the South. I'm originally from North Carolina, so you definitely get that perspective. I found, ironically, when I first started sharing my poetry, I was really, my audience for some reason was like Black women 45 to 65, like I guess because I grew up with my grandmother, so I was sharing things that someone of my age probably shouldn't have known, but because I had that early influence from my grandmother when I was so young, I was talking about things and, you know, I would come off the microphone from sharing a poem and people would say, girl, how do you know about that? Somebody must have told you. I'm like, no, ma'am, I grew up with my grandma. That's how I know. So that is Blackberry Whispers. And then my second book, Raise the Motivation, it's really a great book for this time of year because it is a motivational book. There are 99 quotes inside of that book, 99 quotes and tips in addition to some prose as well as a motivational poem. And I say it's really good for this time of year because people are beginning to look and review 2016 and beginning to look ahead to 2017 at the goals that perhaps they did not reach, things that they want to achieve in 2017, how they want to do some things different. And so Raise the Motivation is definitely that book. The whole title is Raise the Motivation, 99 Tips for Staying Energized, Empowered, and encouraged to create success in your business and life. So as you get ready for 2017, that is the book you definitely want to pick up. And then my latest book is a book that has allowed me to blend two parts of my life together. It is Megastar Student Leadership, Lessons I Learned as an Actress That Can Help You Lead, Achieve, and Succeed. And so I've been speaking to high school and college students for well over a decade, and I've learned a lot from that process, but I have definitely learned a lot from the tough entertainment world in terms of really pursuing this career as an actress. So I've taken both of those worlds and put them together in this book, Megastar Student Leadership. So if you have a high school or college student, if you happen to be a high school or college student listening in tonight, this is definitely the book, because not only do I share tips that I've learned, but the second half of the book, I have interviewed successful college graduates from a variety of backgrounds so that they can offer their own perspectives on leadership, everything from a dentist to Essence best-selling author Stephanie Perry Moore to America's leading reading ambassador, Dr. Danny Brazell, to producers, to sales-influenced motivational success coaches. So it's just, it's really good. Every blue moon when I look at the book, not necessarily the part that I wrote, but when I sometimes go back and I reread these interviews, I'm like, wow, this is great advice for high school and college students, but this is great advice for me. So, yeah, that is what I have right now in terms of my literary catalog.
And that's a lot. And I will say that I know you said that perhaps your latest literary project will be good for, you know, people of a certain age. But I think that a lot of times, even as we mature, we probably, no problem, but we reevaluate our goals and reevaluate and reassess what we've accomplished and what we hope to accomplish in the future. So I would say that that book is also very, is a very good gift, not only a gift for Christmas, but just throughout the year, if you need to stay focused or remain focused or you need to even get on track. Would you not agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we are at the holidays, that's why I mentioned it, but definitely any time of year, because there, I think that it's unfortunate that we wait for, you know, January
exactly.
to roll around each year,
mm-hmm.
and we're full of goals, you know, we're full of excitement, and if we don't get off to the right start, some, not all, some people just abandon everything until the next year. Gyms and workout facilities are a perfect reflection of this, that, you know, that first week of January, the gym is packed, and literally by the time January is over, it's gone back to the people who were consistent throughout the entire year. But, you know, there are several times throughout the year that we can take an opportunity to just refocus. It's called the next day when you open up your eyelids.
I know that's right. And, you know, and people sometimes put off what they need to do thinking, oh, I'll start in 2007. But as you said, each day is a new day. It's a new day that God has granted us. It's a new day for us to open our eyes. And not just physically, literally, but sometimes figuratively, we need to open our eyes as well. So I like what you're saying and what you are doing. Now, how can we as readers purchase these books? I know you said that your poetry book right now is out of print, but how can we purchase your other books?
Amazon.com.
That's right,
Amazon right now. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And are you available for public speaking or for any MC projects that might be on the horizon for 2017?
Absolutely. I'm so glad you mentioned that. I'm actually currently booking particularly high schools, colleges, youth groups, organizations, women's groups. I do a lot of my speaking for those particular audiences, but also emceeing. Most recently, I emceed a gospel concert in the Atlanta area. My next, at least the one that is under contract right now, my next MC gig will be at the CIAA basketball tournament in Charlotte. So excited to return there.
Awesome.
I've been there for the last 3 years, so this will be my fourth year in the Fan Fest at the Charlotte Convention Center. So I'll be emceeing there for the last 3 days of the CIAA basketball tournament, the largest basketball tournament for HBCUs in the country. So I'm really excited.
Yes, and I tell you what, I always have a great time, and it's wonderful to be in such a positive environment. And I must say that you are, I've met you twice, but you have a ray. I know that's a good pun on your books, but you really do have a ray of sunshine, and you're just a burst of positivity. And we would like to thank you for coming on, and we wish you a lot of success in all your endeavors. And I know I will be seeing you even further on the small screen, the big screen, in print. look on billboards, and I look forward to seeing.
Go ahead and speak that.
Girl, you know I am. I look forward to seeing you in a lot of diverse platforms, and I wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Is there any way that we can connect with you through social media?
Absolutely. I am on Periscope, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and it's all the same at The Angela Ray, and Ray is R-A-Y, so it's pretty simple, at The Angela Ray on all of those social media platforms. My website is angelaray.com, so it's pretty simple as well. Would love to connect with people socially, and I just look forward to finishing 2016 strong. That has been my focus in December. I mean, I'm definitely looking to take some time to reflect for 2017 and plan accordingly, but definitely finishing 2017 strong.
I know that's right. Look, don't count me out. To my event that I have next month. Girl, don't count me out at all. Look, we still have work to do. All right, and thank you
Absolutely.
For coming on. As I said earlier, I wish you a lot of success, and I'll be seeing you, girl, in all types of formats. Have a wonderful evening.
All right, thank you so much. You too.
Oh, thank you. Good evening.
All right.
All right, next I have with me, I call one of my sisters. This sister loves to read. You know, as we all do, we're on here, but this is a reading sister. Right here, she's the vice president of Victoria's Lady Reading. I have me the wonderful Shavana Fortrell. Shavana, welcome back to Read You Later.
Hi, LaShira. How are you?
I am doing well. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm a little under the weather.
I hear, and you still trooping. All right, girl, I'm not going to keep you long. So can you share
okay.
with us, and I know it's hard, like I told Denise and Sam, I know when you read as many books as we do per year, heck, per month, I know we probably read more books per month than a lot of people read per year. So what is your top five picks of 2016?
All right. My first pick was Sister Surrogate by LaShelle Weaver. Perfect Mystery by Rashonda T. Billingsley, Righteous Ways, Rhonda McKnight, Stuck on You, Michelle Stimpson, and Tempted to Touch by Nigeria Lockley.
Okay, and I'm going to get your prayers online, and the fabulous she Slay, Pray, and Read, Michelle Chase. Michelle, welcome back to Read You Later.
Hello, LaShira.
Hey,
ladies. Hello. Hello, long time no see, just 30. So what are your top five picks for 2016?
Well, we thought you meant as a book club, so we combined
a book club.
It.
Okay, so you did the book club.
Yeah,
okay.
We did it. That was our,
now,
yeah, we did it as a book
now, what
club,
are you looking forward to
read.
Reading in, okay, so what are you looking forward to reading in 2017? If not the book, but if there's an author, you
yeah.
know, that will be releasing a book or launching a book in 2017, what are you looking forward to reading?
Well, I have to say you'll probably be shocked, but quite a few of us, including myself, haven't read The Shack. So The Shack is our book for January.
Oh, that's
awesome. To see the movie,
okay.
But I haven't read the book. So I'm real excited
that
about
is,
reading the book and now
and,
that
and
the
just,
movie is coming
that
out.
That is one of my, yeah, that's one of my favorite books, or just period. It's one of my favorite books, period. And I know, and usually people ask me what are my top five this year, and a lot of my books are not my journal pick, but Champion Heart by Piper Hewley, which just came out. I'm a huge fan of her writing. Fervent by Priscilla Schreier, I just love that book. Small Beginnings, The Guardian by D. Camille. I also liked, of course, this is a workbook, Michelle Simpson's War Room Strategies, because, honey, we all need them. We most definitely need them, and good to be me. So I think that I totally agree. If I had an all time like my top ten picks, The Shack will most definitely be in there. If you have not had the opportunity to read that book, that's an awesome book, and I hope that the movie does it justice. Just take some tissue with you, and it is a book
oh,
that
man,
will have
that's what
you.
I've heard.
Honey, the book is powerful. I generally read it once a year. Just sometimes you just need it. You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes you just need that. And it's like one of those books.
Well, I know I just downloaded, since we're still in 2016, I downloaded Jacqueline Thomas, Jezebel's Revenge. That dropped today, too. So I'm excited about
and she'll be coming
like
on. If we want to fuss at Jacqueline, honey, she all quiet about her stuff. That's all right. And please don't drop the call because I said that, Jacqueline. I'm going to get to you. Yeah, we want to do something about her. But anyway, and Jacqueline's one of those authors that she's like a god. She really like a godmother in this business. And we'll talk about that later. But she's a person who has befriended, mentored, been an advocate for a lot of people. So I think it's time that we kind of mentor, be an advocate, and give her a kit. Because sometimes she may need something in love. But sometimes she may need a kit. So I am glad that you ladies mentioned that book. And I know that it's going to be a fantastic read. Michelle, did you have something else that you wanted to say? Or was it Sharon? I heard somebody say something.
That was me.
Let's
don't forget about our own book, too.
Yeah. Well, you can talk about your book. You most definitely better talk about it. Would you like to express yourself?
Wasn't that our number one book of this year?
Hello?
Savannah, Michelle?
They must have dropped off.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? What happened to Michelle?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm here.
Okay. So do you want to talk here and talk about your book? Yeah. This is like who's on first. I don't know who's on first, like I'm on third. Okay, y'all going to talk about your book? This is a good audience here to talk about it.
Oh, Michelle, I want to get
Hello?
Quiet.
Michelle, I want to get quiet. So, Siobhan, would you like to discuss? Siobhan, look, this is how we act in general, ladies and gentlemen. Say it, is true. So, Siobhan, would you like to tell the people the title of your book that was released maybe three months ago?
Okay. I would just say I just hope everybody goes out and gets Turning Trials into Triumphs. It is a very good book. Seven Ladies of the Book Club shared, and as LaShira said, was transparent and shared our feelings and what we've been through in our lives. And I just think it's a very inspirational read.
Excellent. And I will co-sign on that. I enjoyed the book. And knowing the majority of you ladies as I do, as you see, I'm a president of a book club. But, you know, I used to hear about bad stories about people not connecting as well. But I will say, Ladies with a Red Tent, Cassandra, Sister Urban Literature, Michelle's Book Club, Bible Club, we often get together. As a matter of fact, my book club will be hosting Michelle in January. And Victoria Lady Reading will be coming to the Big City Dance of Virginia. Woo-woo. And they will be celebrating our anniversary with us in March with J.J. Mary. So it's just one big sisterhood, and this is a very riveting book. And some of the stories, I was very shocked at some of the stories and what these ladies have endured. They were very transparent through their struggles and how they have now the victory. But, honey, you know, it's amazing what we can go through as women and still have joy, still have peace. But, you know, that's nothing but the goodness of the Lord. But I was very proud of you ladies and the product that you have produced, the baby that you have birthed, and now it's time for us to kind of kick you a little further. So, ladies, thank you for sharing your top five picks for 2016, and I look forward to seeing you in January.
Thank you, LaShira.
Thank you, LaShira.
All right, you're welcome. Wow. Kim, do you have anything you would like to add?
I always love this show. You do such a great job, and I always learn something. Tonight I have learned about new books. I'm so proud of Michelle and Siobhan and their book club, Cassandra, Denise, everybody that has shared. You know, that's why I love books. I love reading, and I love the community that I'm a part of. I don't take it for granted. I love all the ladies for sharing. And for 2017, I can only see us going, you know, that much higher. So I'm appreciative to you. I love you so much, and I want everybody to know, you know, you're my sister from another mother, and let's do this. I feel the same.
And as I said earlier, if you are just joining in, Kim has an online bookstore as well, and she is a New York Times best-selling reporting bookstore. So we need to support her. We need to support a lot of our independent bookstores. As I said earlier, African-American independent booksellers, they are dwindling at a very alarming rate. Matter of fact, we could be less, we put in past, since they are dwindling. I didn't want to say dwindle because they are dwindling. They are currently dwindling. And so we need to do our best to support them. And, you know, I hear a lot of people talking about different things in regards to customer service. Let me tell you, I've received bad customer service at Applebee's, Ruby Tues, and I still can go back to different ones and things of that nature. Kim is a person of integrity. She stands by her product. And not only does she sell books, but if you want to purchase gift items or tote bags, mugs, cups, pens, you can also find them in her online bookstore. If you are an aspiring author or you're an established author, or if you're someone that's in between, Kim is a person that loves to host various people. She's very open and she's very friendly. So I just want to shout out Kim because that's my girl. So please go out and support her. And, Kim, how can people connect with your online bookstore once again?
They can find me at – they can go straight to the link at BetweenTheLinesBookstore.mybooksandmore.com, or they can go to KimGotBooks.com, and then they can click on the bookstore link. I do want to give a shout-out to – the other black bookstores that I am acquainted with, Mahogany Books with Ramonda Young in D.C., Baltimore area. She is my coach. Doc Bookshop in Dallas, Texas, as well as Esteban Books in California. So I just want to give credit where credit is due because, you know, I stand on their shoulders. And so I wanted to do the bookstore, you know, as homage to them and, of course, Miss Emma from Black Images in Dallas, and just to have a place for us to be able to, the seasoned authors, the up-and-coming authors, the wannabe authors,
exactly,
you know, to be a literary niche for people to learn about great books and great people and create a community. And hopefully, you know, we're achieving it. Oh, I want to give a shout out for the first event that we'll have January the 21st with Carl Weber, the awesome ladies of Delta Sigma Theta, the Baton Rouge Sigma chapter, have partnered with me. Yes, they always so supportive of everything I've ever had. They partner with me to host Carl Weber, so he will be in Baton Rouge from 3 to 6 on January the 21st at the Delta House. So I look forward to 2017 to hosting more people and all that good stuff.
All right. Now we're going to talk to a young lady who I call Princess. She has such a sweet, kind spirit, and she's associated with Sisterhood of the Traveling Books, and I refer to her as a Princess, Miss Midnight. Midnight, welcome back to Read You Later. Hello? Are you on? Hello? Midnight?
Welcome back to
Hello.
Everyone.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello?
Midnight? Okay, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank
Hello,
you. And thank you for welcoming me back.
I can hear you.
Okay. Hi,
everyone.
You
good may have evening. To turn your radio down or step away from your computer because I can hear my southern accent or reverting back.
Okay. How is that?
That's wonderful.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Hey, how are you doing this wonderful evening?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me on. You know how I love to be all things books.
I know, and I love having you. You have just such a sweet spirit. I just love being around you in general. Even when we're not talking books, I just love you. You have such a sweet spirit. So Midnight, as I said earlier to Denise and everyone else, I know when you're a voracious reader as we are, it's hard to kind of skim down your top five picks. But I would like for you to share which books had you turning the pages all night long.
Well, you do know that is a hard thing to do, but I do have
I
have at least 5 books that I have read more than once in a large series. First and foremost, there's a series called the Experience Series by Eva Brock. This book here, I'm telling you, this series
okay, let me
will
write
give you
this
life.
Down. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Let me write this down. You know I'll be calling you later. Okay.
Oh, don't worry, I'll be there. But the one book that stuck out and had me going, and I could not read another book for 2 weeks, was The Wrath of Seraphiel. If you read this series and you get to that book, you'll know why.
Okay.
And then the second book is it's a 2-part book. It's Grit and Grind by Tiana Levine. And this one spoke to me personally. Not everybody can read her books because sometimes if you're dependent on what level you are in your life at that time, sometimes you might have a hard time accepting her books. But she writes with a purpose, and that's why I like her. And then Craigslist Lover by Ansley, awesome book. And then another series called Dangerous Beauties by Michelle Harton. And then just a
girl
love
the thing.
Story. Yeah, okay. Am I going too fast?
No, you're fine.
Okay. And then Places in My Heart by Cheryl Lister. Now, what I like about Lister is she can find love in the midst of anything. I like to read her.
Now,
she always gives
last year,
minute.
I stated that Cheryl was one of my top up-and-coming authors, and she really has lived up to all of my expectations. As a new author, I can't even call her a new author anymore, but I totally agree. I love her writing style. She's able to connect all the missing pieces and still make the story believable and breathable. So I do.
Right.
I enjoy Cheryl Lister. I really do.
Right.
And thank you. Go ahead.
And if I could just say one other thing, though, not necessarily like for this particular venue for as favorite book, but I just want to say as far as entertainment, I would definitely say Iris Boland, because Iris Boland is not really an author, but she's also a director, and she is, I respect her in the entertainment business in our community. So not only does she write, but she produces movies, and, you know, she's the first one that I know of in my little circle that can put books to the big screen. So I want to make sure everybody doesn't sleep on her.
All right, kudos. And ours was on earlier, and she talked about her upcoming book and that her Heart series is available for streaming on Amazon, and it makes such a wonderful gift. And sometimes it's good to gift ourselves, honey. You know, I'm one that, you know, Angela Ray was stating earlier, you know, how, you know, we wait until New Year. I said in September after I had my last event, LaShira, I'm going to start being good to LaShira. Sometimes I can be good to everybody else and leave myself on the back burner. Sometimes not even the back burner. Girl, I'm just somewhere behind the stove. So if you want to be good to yourself, do something for yourself and buy yourself a gift. Buy yourself a book. Buy you something that's going to be inspirational and inspiring. Now, Midnight, how can we connect with you on social media, you and your wonderful group of ladies?
Well, you can find me, of course, Midnight, my profile name is Midnight A. Scotty. I'm also affiliated with the Sisterhood for the Traveling Books, which is also the Facebook page. And we do have email, sisterhoodtv at gmail.com.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful group of ladies, and they do travel and support each other. Not only support authors, but they support each other, and that's wonderful, a wonderful group of sisterhood. And Midnight, if I don't get an opportunity to chat with you, I hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Yeah, and blessings to you and yours and everyone on here for the holiday season and beyond.
Thank you. Now we have the man, honey, his voice. Last year, this young man came on, and his voice just blew us away. I think he's a riot on social media. He is comical, but he's also practical, and he's always keeping us informed, and he's very opinionated. So I would like to welcome back to Read You Later, King Brooks. King, welcome back to Read You Later.
How are you doing, LaSierra? How are you doing?
Okay, well, you know, I'm not going to be blown away with the voice this year. I got it together. I was prepared for you. I am doing well. Now, King, can you tell us all of the literary pages that you are affiliated with?
Oh, my God. It's so many.
Give us a couple of them.
I'm going to give you blackpageturners.com, which is a great informative site that features African-American authors and all of that good stuff, you know. And each Tuesday we release newest releases, so y'all can check that out, you know, if you're wondering what is the latest in African-American literature.
Wait a minute, King. I'm going to have to back you up. You don't even tell us the new releases, but you tell us what we need to look forward to in the next 3 or 4 months. You do an awesome job of doing that and
keeping us
informed and reminding us. So you do a great job of that. I got to give you, you know, my grandma always said, you give people their roses and their flowers while they're living. You do a great job of that.
Thank you so much. How are you doing, Kim?
I'm good.
Yeah, she's I hope so too. But you know, Kim will try to back out, but girl, you know, King, you know, I said, girl, we're not doing this. I'm gonna drag you along. Now, King, I know you have a ferocious appetite for books, but can you give us your top 5 picks for 2016?
Yes, I can actually. Number 1 would be Her Kind of Man by L. Wright, and then there's Maddie's Call by Stacey Campbell. The Pastor's Husband by Tiffany L. Warren, which is a great, great read. I love that. And
the character is still
in my head. And then The Practiced Wife by Marissa Monti. That's another great one that blew me away. And I'm going to go back to that one actually again before the year is over with. Power Couple by Allison Hall, Free Fridays by Pat Tucker, and Prison Snatch by Cairo. You have to be a really, really, really
You know, Cairo can go there. Yeah, he take you there, bring you back, and drop you off. Now, I will say, we've heard L. Wright, and I think she's great, and Stacey Campbell, and I think that Stacey is one of the most underrated writers that we have. She is an awesome writer. And the very first book I read by her, she actually had my name in there. I was like, oh, wait a minute. I know she's going to be top on my list. But seriously, though, she is such an understated writer. Her style, her characters. You know, honey, I wish I could just shout how good of a writer she is. I mean, she is. And I just hope that one day the world catches up to her talent, because she is awesome. I love those picks. Now, King, how can we connect with you and catch up with everything you're doing on social media?
Well, you can go to blackpageturners.com, and then you can contact me there, and then that'll lead to all of the social networks, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and so forth that nature. So everything's blackpageturners.com.
Yeah, and, you know, King, I'm just waiting for you to have your own podcast so we can just listen in and listen to your voice. I'm not exactly sure what you're going to say, but I'll be listening just like, King is on. You do have that type of voice. And, you know, and brother, I just want to give you your shout-outs, because you do a great job
advocating for
this thing called literacy. And I hope you get all your props and all your due accolades. You're great at what you do.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, LaSierra. And I just have one last thing before I go, actually. Things to look out on 2017, actually. Lust by Victoria Christopher Murray, the new Copycat by Kimberly Lawson Roby, Audacity by Jonathan Chant, which is a biography about, you know, President Obama, and then The Blood of Emmett Till by Timothy B. Tyson is another great one to be on the lookout for. And anything by Brenda
All
Jackson
right.
and Bethlehem.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Jenkins.
Anything. Yes. If it was the alphabet list, I'll be purchasing. You tell the truth. And thank you, and have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you both. Bye-bye.
Bye. Next, we have with us a young lady who really doesn't need any introduction. She's a New York Times bestselling author. She's someone who is very well known even outside of the literary circles to people who perhaps are not avid readers or book club members, but they read her books. And not only that, I found her to have a very kind spirit, extremely humble, and I love the way she nails her characters. So we'd like to welcome back to Read You Later, Kimberly Lawson Roby. Kimberly, welcome back to Read You Later.
Thank you so much for having me, LaShira. And oh my gosh, after all these years, I'm the last person ever get the idea of East Coast, West Coast, Pacific Coast, all of that mixed up. So I apologize for letting that go by.
It is no problem.
Eastern. I said it was Eastern earlier today when I sent you a note, but
yeah,
you got
but
busy
look,
this
it is no problem because look,
Kimberly.
I got enough people on the switchboard to light up the 4th of July. So, girl, a sister always keeps on rolling. I keep on rolling.
I know you do.
Now, you have a lot
do.
To talk about. You have a lot to talk about. I know you're a fan favorite. And your books, your characters are people that, as readers, people discuss and talk about as if they were actually physically living and breathing people. So can you tell us, and King has already stated that he's looking forward to your book, and I think the VLR already said it. So can you tell us about this wonderful book that is on the horizon in the next couple of weeks? Can you give us a title and a brief overview of the book?
Yes, Copycat, which is my 25th book, so it's kind of my milestone here that I'm celebrating. It's one of my short novellas, and it centers on two women. Ironically, we deal with the literary world. You promote us. You are very kind enough to do all of that and get the word out to readers, and, it's very obvious that you love books. It just so happens that these two main characters are writers. They become very, very good friends. Tracy has written a couple of books, is preparing for the release of her third. However, Simone has not been published yet, but she has a great book, and Tracy loves it and is going out of her way to try to help her get it published. What Tracy is not counting on is the fact that Simone wants to become more than just a person who is a friend and maybe a mentee, so to speak. She becomes obsessed with every single thing that Tracy does, and so she begins copying every single thing Tracy does, what she says, the type of comments that she makes on social media, and it's an obsession that nobody is even planning for.
Wow. Now, I know that we as readers, we've kind of hemmed you to certain characters because you've done such a great job of making us believe that they're believable. I mean, there are some people, if you tell them that Curtis Black is not a liberal breathing man, they will probably lay you out. How hard is it for you to craft new characters and to make them stick with your readers? Do you find that's hard, or do you find that your readers are going along with you because they just love your writing style, as I do?
No, I think that they do enjoy reading about Curtis. He became a popular character with the beginning of it. The first book in the series was Casting the First Stone. That wasn't my plan, and I never intended to write a series, and it was only because readers were asking for the next one or wanted to know what he was doing, what his family was up to, what was happening with the church, that I even went ahead and wrote the second one. It took me 4 years to do that. I had written two other books in the meantime. But also now, I think the reason it continues to flow and to move forward is because the children have grown up. They are adults now.
Yes.
They all have their individual lives.
And they
lives
are characters within characters themselves.
Yes,
they really are.
They are. They are their father's children, too, unfortunately. And so the last few books have really been told in their voices, as well as the one that I just submitted to my publisher last month for next June.
Now, you also, speaking of your new book, you also have a book that was released several months ago that we've enjoyed. So can you tell us the title of that book? I'm sure everybody on my list probably already has the book, but can you tell us the title in case we do have some people who are not familiar with the book, and give us a brief overview of the characters that were in that book?
Yes, it is A Sinful Calling, and it's the 13th title in the Reverend Curtis Black series. It centers on Dylan Whitfield Black, who has become a pastor. He is the long-lost child that no one knew about until about 3 years ago, and then also Alicia, Curtis's eldest daughter. She's now married to Levi, the drug dealer that she had had the affair with on her first husband many years ago, and so lots and lots of problems.
I enjoyed that book. Yeah, I really enjoyed that book. Enjoyed the pearls and enjoyed how the plot played out. Very well written.
I don't expect anything less from you.
And in case people are in that holiday spirit and they're looking for this time of year, myself, I was looking for Christmas books and novellas to read. And you do have one. Your Christmas book, can you share with us or share with my readers perhaps if they want to download or purchase a book that is in that frame for themselves or other readers?
Yes, A Christmas Prayer. And actually, that's my only Christmas story that I've written about, and it was released a couple of years ago, so it's now out in hardcover. I don't know if there's any copies left, but I posted it yesterday because they were actually selling the final hardcovers for $8, but the paperback edition is available as well as the ebook. And you know, I'll just say very, very quickly, I think some of my readers still don't know, because sometimes when I'm communicating with them and have that conversation, they weren't aware of it, even when they read it or if they had not read it. And that is, I wrote this particular storyline about a woman who is really struggling with Christmas and the holidays because her mother has passed away. It's not been the same for her since, and it's a depressing time for her. And for me, until I really wrote that book and started to really deal with that and try to move on from that, that was exactly who I was every single holiday since my mother passed away in 2001.
Wow. And I'm sure that book will probably also give some healing to other people. There are a lot of people who are dealing with untimely deaths at this time, or people who have a loved one who has passed in the holidays, as you said, perhaps don't have that spark of magic for them. I was one of them. My grandmother, her birthday actually would have been this Sunday, but I had to come to the realization that my grandmother was full of life and joy, and she wouldn't want me moping around and looking like that. But, honey, it didn't come overnight. It didn't come the first year. It didn't come the second year.
No, not at all. It was a process.
Yeah, it was a process. Well, Kim, I'd like to thank you for coming on, and can you please share with my readers how they can connect with you, my listeners, rather, how they can connect with you on social media? And I know a lot of times you have giveaways, and you are always advocating. You're, as much as people advocate for you, you're also an advocate for other people. And I love the fact that you share release dates on your with your fan base by other authors, and you're always helping and promoting other events. That shows how humble you are and just how a sweet spirit you are. But can you also share with my listeners perhaps some ways that we can advocate and share with you in 2017?
Yes, your listeners can visit www.kimrobey.com. And so at my website, all of my events are there. Anything that has been confirmed is there through toward the end of 2017, as well as an excerpt for Copycat, as well as an excerpt for all of the books that I have written. And then, of course, I'll be posting very soon the reader contest for Copycat. And if readers follow me on my social media page for Facebook, the public figure one, I'm going to start this week and next week actually giving away galleys of Copycat. So.
Awesome. And you, as I say, you're such a sweet spirit and a giving person. Well, I have to thank you for coming on Read You Later. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I hope that everything you touch, honey, turns to gold. Have a blessed
evening. Thank you so much. I wish you the same thing. Thank you for everything.
All right. Thank you. Now, this other young lady right here, I call her Mama Tony. Mama Tony, she don't take any junk. She don't punch. You know, she don't take any junk, she don't lose any punches. But this is a woman who I only known perhaps the last 3 or 4 years, but I greatly admire her. I admire her integrity. I admire what she does. I admire what she stands for. So I'd like to welcome to Read You Later, Mommy Toni Benita. Good evening, Mama. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good afternoon. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Now, this is a person who reads. She travels. She is all about books, family, and sisterhood. So, Mama, can you give us your top 5 picks for 2016?
You know, I thought you had bumped your head when you asked this question.
Oh, Mama.
Okay, because
I know it's hard.
Yes, it was. And, you know, I'm a romance junkie. I'm an avid romance reader, but I read across the board. So my 5 picks were The Stallion by Deborah Fletcher Mello, The Stallion's Touch,
oh,
Daniel Brown by Victoria Christopher Murray.
Okay, another good one. That was my list for last year. Okay.
Tell the Truth, The Devil Won't by Carlotta Harrell. And I read both
okay.
of those.
Okay, I don't have that one.
They were both good.
What's the name of that again?
Tell the Truth. Yeah, because The Devil Won't.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like that.
When I Fall in Love by Bridget Anderson. It was the first book that Bridget had written in about 6 years, but she has not lost her. It was, you know, that good old down-home romance. And I was really glad to see that she was writing again. And I'm
yeah,
looking for.
I didn't know she had anything out, so I had to look for that.
Yeah, she had a new one that came out in February or March, if I'm not mistaken. It's called
okay.
When I Fall in Love. And it was the first book
okay.
that she'd written. I guess it's been 6 years since she wrote a book.
Yeah,
and,
I didn't know she had anything out.
Mm-hmm. And my last one was the book The King talked about by Tiffany Warren that you sent to me the very first of this year to read. That was my number 6. Well, not necessarily 6 in that order, but that's what the 6th book that I chose.
Yeah, that was a good book. It really
yeah.
is. The characterization and the way the plot flows, it's a very good book. And it's very timely because some things happen, and, you know, we see so much that's going on in the church and
yes.
publicly, and some people are talking about it secretly. So it's a very timely book, I must say. Well, Mama Toni, I appreciate you. I'm looking forward to seeing you write a blog in 2017, Mama Toni.
I'm trying.
And I sure
I'm
hope
trying.
You have me on your blog. No, we're not going to try. You're going to do Mama Toni. You're going to do it. And I hope that you have me as a guest on your blog. I look forward to that. And Mama Toni is very inspirational to all readers. She is not only about books, but she, as I said earlier, she's about people and sisterhood. And if you haven't had the opportunity to talk to her and meet with her, it is a treasure. I don't take our friendship lightly. I love you. And Mama Toni, I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And from my house to yours and from my bookshelf to yours, I would like to reach each and every one of you, and I would like to thank everybody for listening to this little girl from Danville, Virginia, and I hope that your new year is blessed. I hope that you're prosperous. I hope that you have peace and joy, and I look forward to seeing you in 2017. Good night, and read you later.
Good night. Thank you.